Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Jarrett Payton.
My name is Jarrett Payton, and I am here to motivate you today.
Former NFL running back.
Jarrett Payton wearing his father's number 34, and looking like the old man. Look at this run. A gorgeous job by Jarrett Payton.
The son of sweetness.
There's Walter with his Cubs jacket on, and here he comes on. His son Jarrett is with him. Sweetness. What an ovation.
Sports anchor for WGN.
You know me. I'm the resident running back.
Jarrett Payton with Raheem Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
Uncle Luke got me hooked on Hennessy, so thank you to Uncle Luke.
You got to let the bass drop before you bring in Jarrett Payton.
That brown liquor's just marinating. Let the brown liquor marinate.
Let it sweep over you. Let it remind us all that we are not in our 20s anymore.
That's for sure.
Jared is always like, how do you not smile when we bring you in with local Uncle Luke, Jarrett Payton? He joins us via the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. And he's on twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Oh, I love that we're letting it play. This takes me back.
Takes me back too, Layla. Oh, man. Hey. You guys, I can see it. I can see the smile on Marshall's face. It takes me back to that moment, man, when, you know, meeting Uncle Luke for the first time. And I just, that moment when I saw that bottle of Hennessy on the table of the establishment I was at, I was like, ooh, I've never seen brown liquor before.
Oh, my goodness.
What does this taste like? Go ahead.
No, I just wonder if, like, is he exactly like how you would think he is?
Yes. Exactly. And for a kid growing up, you know, loving hip hop and, you know, Two Live Crew, all that stuff, like, you knew what it was all about, man. You knew what he was about. But also, too, being at the University of Miami on my visit, it was an odd feeling because I didn't think I was going to see him. And being here in Chicago, you're used to seeing, like, you know, sports stars, but not like, being a big music head, you're not thinking you're going to see like somebody who you have their CD or your cassette tape back in those days, right? And just showed up and showed a lot of love. And anytime that I see him now, still, I remember when that actually happened, he actually hit me up on Instagram and was like, yo, why'd you have to tell the story? And I thought he was mad at me at first. and then we started talking and it ended up being okay. So we're good.
Hold on. Uncle Luke saw you tell... At the time, it was Lawrence and me. Uncle Luke saw our clip.
Yes, he saw the clip.
Luther Campbell.
He saw the clip, and it just because through my social media, through Instagram, and saw that, and then hit me up. Was like, "Yo, why are you telling all the secrets?" And I was like, "Uh oh, I'm in trouble." I was like, that's such a long time ago. I do remember, but it's such a long time ago. Like, I should be able to tell the story now. But cool moment. Glad to be a part of the U. And he's a part of that U legacy. So I'm cool. It's awesome.
Trying to play it off. And I appreciate that. You were talking about the brown liquor, though. I feel like a lot of Bears fans right now have been driven to drink their favorite whatever. Because things are not looking good right now, Jarrett.
No, not at all, Marshall. I mean, this is where we're at right now. I think the expectations were so high, right? Just because of this new regime and everything, all the vibes that were coming in once Ben Johnson got the job and all the things that were being said. I think the hardest part was that in some ways, even with the additions through free agency, Some of us were just blinded by, a lot of us were blinded by this roster. And I said it on Mullion Hall on Tuesday. Like, it's just, it's not good enough when you start looking at where the other good teams are around the league. And I think that takes time. And I was a big person that was preaching that from the beginning of, like, don't start thinking about playoffs. Don't start thinking about all these other things. Just, this thing is going to be a process, and it's going to take some time. The time in my heart and in my mind is probably not what, you know, Bears fans want to hear, but that's a part of this process. When you get a first-time head coach, you still have a second-year quarterback that's still trying to find his way and make progress. And I know things can be flipped around in an off season, but we have to be truly honest. To me, the build sustained success, you had to build through the draft, and it can't just be through like free agency. That's not really going to last. It has to be through draft picks, and you see the good teams, like the team up north. That's how they've done it, and the reason why they're one of the teams being talked about is Super Bowl contenders, and they do it the right way. It's got the pieces have to start being put together a little bit better.
This is Raheem Ian Harris with Mark Grody on 670 The Score. Jarrett Payton is joining us. And Jarrett, as a former football player yourself, as somebody who knows how long it can take, what is that time for you? And what does progress look like? I don't necessarily know that any of us pictured that loss to the Lions, though, and the way it happened as being a part of this.
Yeah, I mean, I look at drafts, and I'm really focused on Ben Johnson and what he wants, you guys. I mean, this is especially on the offensive side of the ball, like what he wants and what he needs at the moment coming into this situation. Yes, he was there for this past draft, but he also is working with what he has at the moment. And you know, it is his offense. He is a one of one when it comes to his offense, so he can build it around guys, but does he have the athletes to be able to complete the mission for him? That's left to be seen. Hopefully we start to see that come to fruition throughout the season as the season goes on. I'm all about a rough start. Like I planned, I thought it was a rough start, but I also thought there was going to be progress as we went on. And I'm always going by Vegas, right? At the beginning of the season, the win total was 8.5. A lot of people were taking the over. For me, I took the under, and I thought even that, if you're talking about 7-8 wins, that to me was progress from what we saw last season. So baby steps, multiple drafts. I mean, to be true contenders, we're talking a little bit. I don't know if that's 2 drafts, 3 drafts, but to be able to get to what Ben truly wants, That to me, that takes time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
Apply, in app only. Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Jared, it's interesting you bring up building through the draft, because I looked at that, the healthy scratches heading into week 2 with all these guys, second round picks, last year's third round pick, guys who are not contributing right now. And it'd be different if there were world beaters in front of them. But as you saw Sunday, they are not world beaters, at least from what the results say against the teams that they face so far. So what do you think has to happen? And do you trust Ryan Poles going forward?
I mean, going forward, you got to be able to, first and foremost, when you talked about some of those guys, let's go. I mean, Colson Loveland, like, that's one of the big ones, right? Mm-hmm. He's your first round draft pick. He has to be more implemented into this offense. And listen, Ben Johnson talked about that. Like, he has to find ways to get him more involved. His tight ends, that's on him. I respect him for taking that on and saying this is that's on me. When it comes to Ryan, we're seeing it right now. Like, to me, the proof's in the pudding, isn't it? Like, he has to find ways. He's the one that's picking the groceries. This is just me being honest. He's picking the groceries. And so when it comes down to it, all eyes are on you. All eyes are on you with the progress that, yeah, your head coach has to be able to coach these players, but you're also, you're a big part of bringing these guys into the organization. And so I think, yeah, pressure is always on because that's his job. You could say, people can say it's a knock on him, whatever. No, that is your job, and that's what you're paid to do. And so when things aren't going right, all eyes are going to be focused on him. A lot of them are. So do I have the confidence? I'm patient, but I just don't know how long Bears fans are going to be patient. That's probably the bigger question.
No, I agree with that. I think it's something where we all have to ask ourselves, like, what was the picture you had of improvement for this team? You know, was it based on, I've said it a lot, I know I'm going to say it a lot this season, the 2022 Lions starting 1-6. But what does that mean? Mm-hmm. What do those six look like? And in my head, I don't know if it necessarily looks like yesterday. It looks like Sunday or even the game last week where you could have beaten the Vikings and you didn't have that happen. I also wanted to ask you, Jared, about that game for different reasons. You're honored and you broke the news to us right here on Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score that you were going to be an honorary captain with your family. What was that experience like for you where they honored the 85 team to begin the game?
Unbelievable, Layla. I just got chills down my arm. Shouts out to the McCaskies, man. Love them to death. Keeping us a part of the organization, the family. We love it. We were there. Just the love from all the fans in the stadium, but also, too, just seeing all of my uncles, just talking to them. It was an amazing experience and really, really cool to be a part of. And just the atmosphere, the vibe in that building that night. Like, if they could have walked away with a win that night, man, things could have been so much different. Like, maybe the atmosphere moving forward going into that Detroit game would have been, and the vibe would have been totally different. But I do have to say something, though, that I was going to say, Layla, before you asked me that question. To me, there is something very interesting about Ben Johnson talking about the practice habits of this football team and that it's not up to par of what he's looking for. I can't state it enough. Like, I've been in those locker rooms. I've been with teams that practice very, very hard and well in attention to detail, and then some that haven't, where you see, you know, penalties and false starts and just all that stuff. So that's something that I'm going to be watching and listening for guys that are and ladies that are at Hallis Hall that are, you know, asking the questions, the guys like Grody and my girl Caitlin Sharkey, to ask these questions about as we go through the season of how practices are going, because I think we won't even really need to maybe even ask the questions, because I think you'll be able to see the product on the football field.
So how do you think that you mentioned the penalties? How do you think that we're seeing that manifest in game so far?
I mean, I would go back to week one. I mean, the fact is that you're having, especially on the offensive side of the ball, having those pre-snap penalties at the crib, like at your own crib.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that it was hard for me to know, okay, that was such a big issue. That was a big problem. And you looked at them, when you have over 100 yards of penalties, it's hard to go into week two going into Detroit with Ben Johnson going back to his old stomping grounds, knowing how loud it was going to be for the Lions kicking off at home after getting beat down out in Green Bay, that like they weren't going to be hype. So that's what led to me saying, like, I think it's going to be hard for them to win week two. Now we go into week three and you got a Cowboys team that, Russell Wilson, man, had that Walter Payton Man of the Year patch. He threw for 450. Like, I don't know what year it was that I thought it was back at like 10 years ago, watching him throw for 450. So there's an opportunity for this Bears team to get back on track against this Cowboys squad. I think a lot of pressure is, as we see week two with Caleb Williams, that he did take the progress. You started to see him have a little more progress and take another little tiny step. I think this is an opportunity for him to truly take a step, because of looking at, if they can block for him and keep that pocket, it's going to give him an opportunity to stay inside that pocket and make some throws. He just has to be accurate, a little bit more accurate, put the ball where it needs to be, give his receivers an opportunity. And if they can establish this a run game, I definitely think it's going to help. And I know Ben Johnson's really trying to figure that out, because he knows within his offense, that's what makes it run.
You on GN Sports tonight?
Yes, man. I was solo last night, man. Shouts out to Caitlin Sharkey and Joshua Friedman, man. They hooked me up with stuff from Pittsburgh, because Josh was there and he didn't even have no goggles. He was acting like a rookie inside of the clubhouse. Goggles.
He had a white polo on too. Did you? I know you saw that. I was like, is that Josh Friedman?
Thought it was a white T-shirt.
I'm like, is he in a white polo?
You know you can't do that. Yeah. You can't do that at a phone party. Come on.
This ain't spring break. Hey, no. JP, tell him.
Spring break. You can't do that. We got a lot of great content yesterday. We'll be on tonight at 10:30, and Josh will be with me. We'll be breaking it down, talking a little bit more Bears.
Well, teach him how to party in the meantime. Jarrett, you sprayed all fields. You're a man for all seasons. We appreciate the time.
Thanks, Jarrett.
Appreciate you guys.
That was Jarrett Payton. The way he really does. He's a man for everybody. He's got knowledge about everything.
He knows what's going on.
He
always does.
And
that's why I'm in line with him on the Bears, because right now it's a whole lot of, I guess we'll see.
It's, you know, Miami's ranked fourth in the AP Top 25. At some point, we got to talk to him about his Hurricanes.
I think he doesn't want to get ahead of himself on that.
We have to take a break here. There's not just that Ben Johnson had to say about practice. He also gave us a possible timeline to lead us to ask the question, is this a rebuild? Listen to it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.